Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah continues with other types of things which were brought from Chutz Laretz, or other types of things which were brought and were not accepted. Benantinos hela bechoros mi Bavel. Benantinos brought bechoros, firstborn animals, from Bavel, and he brought them to Eretz Yisrael. Velo kiblu mimenu. They did not accept these bechoros. The reason for this is because the pasuk says, Va'achalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha, b'makom asher yivchar l'shaken shmo sham, ma'asar digancha tirashcha v'yitzarecha, u'becharot b'karcha v'itzonecha, refers there to the bringing of becharot, right next to the bringing of dagon tirosh and yitzar, in other words, truma. V'darshu and chachamim learn, mi'makom sh'ata mevi ma'asar dagon, ata mevi becharot, only from the place where you bring truma, in other words, Eretz Yisrael, do you also bring becharot, but you do not bring becharot from Chutz Laretz, and therefore they did not allow him to bring them. Yosef HaKohen hevi bikure yayin v'shemen v'lo kiblu mimenu. Yosef HaKohen brought bikurim of yayin, of wine and oil, and they did not accept it. The reason for this is that one can only bring bikurim from peros. One cannot bring bikurim that are already in a liquid form. Afhu, in other words, Yosef HaKohen also did something else. Hu hela es banav es bnei veso la'asos pesach chatan b'Yerushalayim. He brought his family up to Yerushalayim on Pesach Sheni, v'echziru shelo yikba hadavar chova. They returned him so that it would not be established that this was a requirement. Some explain that what he did was he brought up his children, and they were concerned that people would think that one has to bring ketanim for aliyah l'regel on Pesach Sheni as well. They did not want people to think that that was a chova, and therefore they made him go home. Some say that he brought his wife, who needed to bring a Korban Pesach, and they were concerned that people would think that a woman is chayav to bring a Pesach Sheni, when in fact it's a reshus for a woman to do a Pesach Sheni, and therefore they sent him home so shelo yikava hadav rechova, that people would not think that this is a chova, a requirement. Ariston hevi bikurav me apamya. A person by the name of Ariston brought bikurim from an area known as Apamya, which was a place in Syria, which we mentioned before were the areas near Eretz Yisrael, which were captured by David from Aram, and they had a quasi-status of Kedusha. V'kiblu mimeno, they accepted these bikurim from him. And the reason is, mivnei she'amru hakona b'Syria kikona b'parvar sh'b'Yerushalayim. One who buys a field in Syria is as if he bought a field in Yerushalayim. And this is only said in terms of Bikurim. In terms of Bikurim, we treat Syria like it has the status of Eretz Yisrael, even though in regards to other halachos, we do not treat Syria as if it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. Salik Maseches Chala. Maseches Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Maseches Orla deals with the mitzvah of Orla, as it says in Vayikra, V'chisavo el ha'aretz, unetatem kol eitz ma'achal, v'araltem orloso es pirio, shalosh shanim yelachem areilim lo ye'achal. The first 3 years of a planted tree, one is not allowed to eat any of the fruits. That is the mitzvah of Orla. The first Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, says, Hanotea l'siagu l'koros, Pater mina orla, that if somebody plants a tree for a siag, for a fence, or for koros, to use the beams for building or for burning, in other words, he doesn't plant the tree in order to eat from it, so a tree like that is pater from orla. This is the case because the pasuk says, Unetatem koles ma'achal ba'araltem orloso, and Chachamim learned that it has to be specifically an eitz, which is a natua l'shem eichel, that it's an eitz which was planted for eating, not a tree which was planted for building or for making a fence. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Omer Hapnimi Lamaichal Vachitzon L'siag, even if a person says that the inside of the tree, half of the tree, is going to be for Maichal, for eating, Vachitzon, and the outside portion of the tree is L'siag, is for a fence. So Rabbi Yossi says one has the ability to divide up the tree, Hapnimi Chayav, the inner part of the tree which was planted for eating is Chayav, V'achitzon, the outer portion of the tree, which was planted for a fence, is patur.